The Project Gutenberg eBook of Martin Luther's 95 Theses, by Martin Luther. This eBook is for the use of anyone anywhere at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.net. Title: Martin Luther's 95 Theses. Author: Martin Luther. Release date: April 25, 2008. Ebook number 274. Language: Latin. Character set encoding: ASCII. Start of this Project Gutenberg eBook: Martin Luther's 95 Theses. Disputation of Dr. Martin Luther on the Power and Efficacy of Indulgences by Dr. Martin Luther, 1517, published in Works of Martin Luther. Adolf Spieth, L.D. Reed, Henry Aster Jacobs, et al., trans. And eds. Philadelphia, A.J. Hallman Company, 1915, Volume 1, pages 29-38. Disputation of Dr. Martin Luther on the Power and Efficacy of Indulgences, October 31, 1517. Out of love for the truth and the desire to bring it to light, the following propositions will be discussed at Wittenberg, under the presidency of the Reverend Father Martin Luther, Master of Arts and of Sacred Theology, and lecturer in ordinary on the same at that place. Wherefore he requests that those who are unable to be present and debate orally with us, may do so by letter. In the name our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 1. Our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, when he said "Penitentiam agit," willed that the whole life of believer should be repentance. 2. This word cannot be understood to mean sacramental penance, that is, confession and satisfaction, which is administered by the priests. 3. Yet it means not inward repentance only. Nay, there is no inward repentance which does not outwardly work divers mortifications of the flesh. 4. The penalty of sin, therefore, continues so long as hatred of self continues. For this is the true inward repentance, and continues until our entrance into the kingdom of heaven. 5. The Pope does not intend to remit, and cannot remit any penalties other than those which he has imposed either by his own authority or by that of the canons. 6. The Pope cannot remit any guilt, except by declaring that it has been remitted by God and by assenting to God's remission. Though, to be sure, he may grant remission in cases reserved to his judgment. If his right to grant remission in such cases were despised, the guilt would remain entirely unforgiven. 7. God remits guilt to no one whom he does not, at the same time, humble in all things and bring into subjection to his vicar, the priest. 8. The penitential canons are imposed only on the living, and, according to them, nothing should be imposed on the dying. 9. Therefore the Holy Spirit in the Pope is kind to us, because in his decrees he always makes exception of the article of death and of necessity. 10. Ignorant and wicked are the doings of those priests who, in the case of the dying, reserve canonical penances for purgatory. 11. This changing of the canonical penalty to the penalty of purgatory is quite evidently one of the tares that were sown while the bishop slept. 12. In former times the canonical penalties were imposed not after, but before absolution, as tests of true contrition. 13. The dying are freed by death from all penalties. They are already dead to canonical rules, and have a right to be released from them. 14. The imperfect health of soul, that is to say, the imperfect love, of the dying brings with it, of necessity, great fear. And the smaller the love, the greater is the fear. 15. This fear and horror is sufficient of itself alone to say nothing of other things to constitute the penalty of purgatory, since it is very near to the horror of despair. 16. Hell, purgatory, and heaven seem to differ as do despair, almost despair, and the assurance of safety. 17. With souls in purgatory it seems necessary that horror should grow less and love increase. 18. It seems unproved, either by reason or scripture, that they are outside the state of merit, that is to say, of increasing love. 19. Again, it seems unproved that they, or at least that all of them, are certain or assured of their own blessedness, though we may be quite certain of it. 20. Therefore by full remission of all penalties the Pope means not actually of all, but only of those imposed by himself. 21. Therefore those preachers of indulgences are in error, who say that by the Pope's indulgences a man is freed from every penalty, and saved. 22. Whereas he remits to souls in purgatory no penalty which, according to the canons, they would have had to pay in this life. 23. If it is at all possible to grant to anyone the remission of all penalties whatsoever, it is certain that this remission can be granted only to the most perfect, that is, to the very fewest. 24. It must needs be, therefore, that the greater part of the people are deceived by that indiscriminate and huge-sounding promise of release from penalty. 25. The power which the Pope has, in a general way, over purgatory, is just like the power which any bishop or curate has, in a special way, within his own diocese or parish. 26. The Pope does well when he grants remission to souls in purgatory, not by the power of the keys which he does not possess, but by way of intercession. 27. They preach men who say that so soon as the penny jingles into the money box, the soul flies out of purgatory. 28. It is certain that when the penny jingles into the money box, gain and avarice can be increased, but the result of the intercession of the Church is in the power of God alone. 29. Who knows whether all the souls in purgatory wish to be bought out of it, as in the legend of St. Severus and Paschal. 30. No one is sure that his own contrition is sincere, much less that he has attained full remission. 31. Rarest is the man that is truly penitent, so rare is also the man who truly buys indulgences, that is, such men are most rare. 32. They will be condemned eternally, together with their teachers, who believe themselves sure of their salvation because they have letters of pardon. 33. Men must be on their guard against those who say that the Pope's pardons are that inestimable gift of God by which man is reconciled to Him. 34. For these graces of pardon concern only the penalties of sacramental satisfaction, and these are appointed by man. 35. They preach no Christian doctrine who teach that contrition is not necessary in those who intend to buy souls out of purgatory or to buy confessionalia. 36. Every truly repentant Christian has a right to full remission of penalty and guilt, even without letters of pardon. 37. Every true Christian, whether living or dead, has part in all the blessings of Christ and the Church. And this is granted him by God, even without letters of pardon. 38. Nevertheless, the remission and participation in the blessings of the Church which are granted by the Pope are in no way to be despised, for they are, as I have said, the declaration of divine remission. 39. It is most difficult, even for the very keenest theologians, at one and the same time to commend to the people the abundance of pardons and the need of true contrition. 40. True contrition seeks and loves penalties, but liberal pardons only relax penalties and cause them to be hated, or at least, furnish an occasion for hating them. 41. Apostolic pardons are to be preached with caution, lest the people may falsely think them preferable to other good works of love. 42. Christians are to be taught that the Pope does not intend the buying of pardons to be compared in any way to works of mercy. 43. Christians are to be taught that he who gives to the poor or lends to the needy does a better work than buying pardons. 44. Because love grows by works of love, and man becomes better. But by pardons man does not grow better, only more free from penalty. 45. Christians are to be taught that he who sees a man in need, and passes him by, and gives his money for pardons, purchases not the indulgences of the Pope, but the indignation of God. 46. Christians are to be taught that unless they have more than they need, they are bound to keep back what is necessary for their own families, and by no means to squander it on pardons. 47. Christians are to be taught that the buying of pardons is a matter of free will, and not of commandment. 48. Christians are to be taught that the Pope, in granting pardons, needs, and therefore desires, their devout prayer for him more than the money they bring. 49. Christians are to be taught that the Pope's pardons are useful, if they do not put their trust in them, but altogether harmful, if through them they lose their fear of God. 50. Christians are to be taught that if the Pope knew the exactions of the pardon preachers, he would rather that St. Peter's Church should go to ashes, than that it should be built up with the skin, flesh and bones of his sheep. 51. Christians are to be taught that it would be the Pope's wish, as it is his duty, to give of his own money to very many of those from whom certain hawkers of pardons cajole money, even though the Church of St. Peter might have to be sold. 52. The assurance of salvation by letters of pardon is vain, even though the commissary, nay, even though the Pope himself, were to stake his soul upon it. 53. They are enemies of Christ and of the Pope, who bid the word of God be altogether silent in some churches, in order that pardons may be preached in others. 54. Injury is done the word of God when, in the same sermon, an equal or a longer time is spent on pardons than on this word. 55. It must be the intention of the Pope that if pardons, which are a very small thing, are celebrated with one bell, with single processions and ceremonies, then the gospel, which is the very greatest thing, should be preached with 100 bells, 100 processions, 100 ceremonies. 56. the treasures of the Church, out of which the Pope grants indulgences, are not sufficiently named or known among the people of Christ. 57. That they are not temporal treasures is certainly evident, for many of the vendors do not pour out such treasures so easily, but only gather them. 58. Nor are they the merits of Christ and the saints, for even without the Pope, these always work grace for the inner man, and the cross, death, and hell for the outward man. 59. Saint Lawrence said that the treasures of the Church were the Church's poor, but he spoke according to the usage of the word in his own time. 60. Without rashness we say that the keys of the Church, given by Christ's merit, are that treasure. 61. For it is clear that for the remission of penalties and of reserved cases, the power of the Pope is of itself sufficient. 62. The true treasure of the Church is the most holy gospel of the glory and the grace of God. 63. But this treasure is naturally most odious, for it makes the first to be last. 64. On the other hand, the treasure of indulgences is naturally most acceptable, for it makes the last to be first. 65. Therefore the treasures of the gospel are nets with which they formerly were wont to fish for men of riches. 66. The treasures of the indulgences are nets with which they now fish for the riches of men. 67. The indulgences which the preachers cry as the greatest graces are known to be truly such, insofar as they promote gain. 68. Yet they are in truth the very smallest graces compared with the grace of God and the piety of the cross. 69. Bishops and curates are bound to admit the commissaries of apostolic pardons, with all reverence. 70. But still more are they bound to strain all their eyes and attend with all their ears, lest these men preach their own dreams instead of the commission of the Pope. 71. He who speaks against the truth of apostolic pardons, let him be anathema and accursed. 72. But he who guards against the lust and license of the pardon preachers, let him be blessed. 73. The Pope justly thunders against those who, by any art, contrive the injury of the traffic in pardons. 74. But much more does he intend to thunder against those who use the pretext of pardons to contrive the injury of holy love and truth. 75. To think the papal pardons so great that they could absolve a man even if he had committed an impossible sin and violated the Mother of God, this is madness. 76. We say, on the contrary, that the papal pardons are not able to remove the very least of venial sins, so far as its guilt is concerned. 77. It is said that even Saint Peter, if he were now Pope, could not bestow greater graces. This is blasphemy against Saint Peter and against the Pope. 78. We say, on the contrary, that even the present Pope, and any Pope at all, has greater graces at his disposal. To wit, the gospel, powers, gifts of healing, etc., as it is written in 1 Corinthians 79. To say that the cross, emblazoned with the papal arms, which is set up by the preachers of indulgences, is of equal worth with the cross of Christ, is blasphemy. 80. The bishops, curates and theologians who allow such talk to be spread among the people, will have an account to render. 81. This unbridled preaching of pardons makes it no easy matter, even for learned men, to rescue the reverence due to the Pope from slander, or even from the shrewd questionings of the laity. 82. To wit, why does not the Pope empty purgatory, for the sake of holy love and of the dire need of the souls that are there, if he redeems an infinite number of souls for the sake of miserable money with which to build the church? The former reasons would be most just. The latter is most trivial. 83. Again, why are mortuary and anniversary masses for the dead continued, and why does he not return or permit the withdrawal of the endowments founded on their behalf, since it is wrong to pray for the redeemed? 84. Again, what is this new piety of God and the Pope, that for money they allow a man who is impious and their enemy to buy out of purgatory the pious soul of a friend of God, and do not rather, because of that pious and beloved soul's own need, free it for pure love's sake? 85. Again, why are the penitential canons long since in actual fact and through disuse abrogated and dead, now satisfied by the granting of indulgences, as though they were still alive and in force? 86. Again, why does not the Pope, whose wealth is today greater than the riches of the richest, build just this one church of St. Peter with his own money, rather than with the money of poor believers? 87. Again, what is it that the Pope remits, and what participation does he grant to those who, by perfect contrition, have a right to full remission and participation? 88. Again, what greater blessing could come to the Church than if the Pope were to do 100 times a day what he now does once, and bestow on every believer these remissions and participations? 89. Since the Pope, by his pardons, seeks the salvation of souls rather than money, why does he suspend the indulgences and pardons granted heretofore, since these have equal efficacy? 90. To repress these arguments and scruples of the laity by force alone, and not to resolve them by giving reasons, is to expose the Church and the Pope to the ridicule of their enemies, and to make Christians unhappy. 91. If, therefore, pardons were preached according to the spirit and mind of the Pope, all these doubts would be readily resolved. Nay, they would not exist. 92. Away, then, with all those prophets who say to the people of Christ, "Peace, peace," and there is no peace. 93. Blessed be all those prophets who say to the people of Christ, "Cross, cross," and there is no cross. 94. Christians are to be exhorted that they be diligent in following Christ, their head, through penalties, deaths, and hell. 95. And thus be confident of entering into heaven rather through many tribulations, than through the assurance of peace. This text was converted to ASCII format for Project Wittenberg by Alan Mulvey and is in the public domain. You may freely distribute, copy or print this text. Please direct any comments or suggestions to Reverend Robert E. Smith of the Walther Library at Concordia Theological Seminary. Email, flubrary@crf.cys.edu. Surface Mail, 6600 North Clinton Street, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46825, USA. Phone, 219-481-2123. The fax number is 219-481-2126. Disputatio pro declarationi virtutis indulgentiarum. by Dr. Martin Luther, 1483-1546. D. Martin Luther's work, Kritische Gesamtausgabe. 1. Band Weimar, Hermann Bolau, 1883, pages 233-238. PW number 001-001. Law. This text was converted to ASCII format for Project Wittenberg by Reverend Robert E. Smith and is in the public domain. You may freely distribute, copy or print this text. Please direct any comments or suggestions to Reverend Robert E. Smith of the Walther Library at Concordia Theological Seminary. Email flubrary@crf.cys.edu. Surface Mail, 6600 North Clinton Street, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46825, USA. Phone, 219-481-2123. The fax number is 219-481-2126. Amor et studio eluci dan veritatis hec subscripta disputa bunner Wittenberg, President R.P. Martino Luther, Artium et Estiologi Magistro Iostemc Ibidem Lector Ordinario. Querpedi, ad qui non posunt verbis presentes nobis cum deceptere gant id literis absentes. In nomine Domini Nostri Jesu Christi. Amen. 1. Dominus et Magister Noster Iesus Christus descendo penitentiam agit en si. Omnem vitam fidelium penitentiam es voluit. 2. Quod verbum de penitentia sacramentali id est confessionis et satisfactionis, quus sacerdota ministerio celebrator non potest intelligi. 3. Non tamen solum intendit interiorem, imo interior nola est, nisi foris operator various carnis mortifications. 4. Mane itac pena, donec mane odiem sui id est penitentia vera intus, solicitusc ad introitum regni celerum. 5. Papa non vult nec potest olus penis remitter preteris, quas arbitrio vel sua vel canonem impasut. 6. Papa non potest remitter olum culpam nisi declarando, et approbando remissum adia ut cert remittendo casus reservados cb, quibus contemptus culpa prosus remineret. 7. Nelli proris remitted dies culpam, quinsimilium subisiat humiliatum in omnibus sacerdoti sua vicario. 8. Canones penitentials solum viventibus sunt impositi nahioc mortuis secundum iaustum divit imponi. 9. In bene nobis facit spiritus sanctus in papa exipindu in suis decretus semper articulum mortis et necessitatis. 10. Inducted male facial ad sacerdoti, qui mortuis penitentias canonicas in purgatorium reservant. 11. Zizania illa di matanda pena canonica in penem purgatori videner cert dormientibus episcopus seminata. 12. Olam pin canonis non post, sed andi absolutionem impenibantur tanquam tenemen levir contritionis. 13. Mortuary per mortem omnia solvent et legibus canonum mortuae am sunt, habent hesir irum relaxationem. 14. Imperfecta sanitas esse eucaritas mortuae necessario secum fert magnum timorum, tantoc malorem, quanto minor fluorit ipsa. 15. Hic timor et horror sanitas est se solo at alienationem facer penem purgatori, cum sit proximus desperationis horrori. 16. Videntur infernus, purgatorium, cellum defer, Sicca desperatio, prop desperatio, securitas different. 17. Necessarium videtur animibus in purgatorio sicut mini horum ida augeri charitatum. 18. Nec probatum videtur olus aut rationibus aut scripturalis, quod sin extra statum meridias eugen charitatis. 19. Nec hoc probatum est videtur, quod sin de suabita tu dine cert et secure, saltem alms, lis et no certa simi simis. 20. Egitur papa per remissionem plenarium omnium penarum non simpliciter omnium intelligit, es edias ipso tanimoto impositorum. 21. Erant itac indulgeniarum predicators e, qui dicunt per pape indulgentius hominem ab omni pena salvi et salvari. 22. Quin nolum remitit animibus in purgatorio, quam in hac vita debi sent secundum canon salvir. 23. Si remissio ola omnium amnino penarum potest aliquidari, certum est eum non nisi perfectissimus, that is pausissimus, dari. 24. Fali obed nisus est maurum partem populi per indifferendum illum et magnificem pinsalut permissionem. 25. Qualum potestitum habet papa in purgatorium generaliter, talum habet quilibet episcopus et curatus in sua diocesi et parochia specialiter. 1. 26. Optimi facit papa, quod non potestate clavis quam nolum habet sed per modum suffragi dat animibus remissionem. 2. 27. Hominem predicant, qui stichimat iactus numus in system tenerit evolare dicam animam. 3. 28. Certum est, numo in system tenient augeri questum et avarciam posse, suffragium autem ecclesi est in arbitrio Dei solius. 4. 29. Qui scit, si alms enim in purgatorio velint redimi, sicita s. Severino et Pascali factum narrator. 5. 30. Nolus securus est de veritate su contritionis, multominus de consecutione plenari remissionis. 6. 31. Quam rerus est vir penitens, tam rerus est vir indulgentius redimens, I. E. Rerissimus. 7. 32. Damnabunter in aeternum cum sus magistris, qui per literas veniarum securus sesi credendi sua salute. 8. 33. Cavendi sunt nimis, qui dicunt venias illis pape donum esilid de inestimable, quo reconciliator homo Dio. 9. 34. Gradienum ile venials tantum respisa ut penas satisfactionis sacramentalis ab homin constitutus. 10. 35. Non Christiana predicant, qui docent, quod redemptoris animis vel confession alia non sit necessaria contritio. 11. 36. Quilibet Christianus vir compunctus habet remissionem plenarium apena et culpa etiam sine literis veniarum sibi debitum. 12. 37. Quilibet versus Christianus, civimus sub mortuis, habet participationem omnium bonarum Christi et ecclesi etiam sine literis veniarum adio sibi datum. 13. 38. Remissio tamen et participatio pape nullo modo est contemenda, quia ut dixi est declaratio remissionis divine. 14. 39. Difficilimum est etiam dictissimis theologiis simul extoler veniarum largi tatum et contritionis veritatem coram populo. 15. 40. Contritionis veritas penis querit et amat, veniarum autem largitus relixit et odus facet, saltem occasioni. 16. 41. Caut sub veni apostolus predicand, the populus false intelligat is preferisideris bonis operibus charitatis. 17. 42. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod pape mens non est, redemptionem veniarum ulla ex part comparandum es operibus misericordi. 18. 43. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod dans pauperiam mutuans agene milius facet quam si venias redimerit. 19. 44. Quia per opus charitatis crescit caritas et fit homo melior, sed per venias non fit melior sed tantamodo a paena liberior. 20. 45. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod, qui videct igenum et neglecto eodat provenis, non idle gentius paper sed indignationem de sibi vendicat. 21. 46. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod nisi superfluus abundant necessaria tenenor de muis suretnir et ni quacum propter venias effundir. 22. 47. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod redemptio veniarum est libera, non precepta. 23. 48. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod papa sicut magis eget ita magis ratat in venis dandis pro se divatam orationem quam promptam pecunium. 24. 49. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod veni pape sunt utiles, si non intcas confidant, sed innocentissim, si timorem de pueris omittent. 25. 50. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod si papa nascit exactions venialium predicatorum, mala basilicam est. Petri in sign mersire quam edificare cute, carnet ossibus obium suirum. 1. 51. Docendi sunt Christiani, quod papa sicut debet ita velit, etiam vendita si opus sit basilicam est. Petri, de sus pecunis derilis, a quorum plurimus quidam consianatores veniarum pecunium elissa unt. 2. 52. Vana est fiducia salutis per literas veniarum, etiam si commissarius, ima papa ipsuam animam proilis in pinererit. 3. 53. Host Christi et pape son e, qui propter venias predicandis verbum de in alis ecclesis penitus siliere ubent. 4. 54. In the area fit verbo Dei, dominatum sermone quali vel longius tempus impenitor venis quam illi. 5. 55. Mens pape necessario est, quod, si veni quod minimum est una campana, unis pompis et ceremonies celebrander, uangelium quod maximum est senum campanus, senum pompis, Sanum ceremonies predicetur. 6. 56. The sori ecclesi, unpaped that indulgentius, nec satis nominati sunt nec cognati apud populum Christi. 7. 57. Temporals cert non es patit, quod non tam facile eas profundant, sed tantamodo colligant multi consianatorum. 8. 58. Nec sunt merita Christi et sanctorum, quia hex emper sign papa operantur gradiam hominis interioris et crucem, mortem infernum exterioris. 9. 59, Thesauros Ecclesiae S. Laurentius dixit S. Pound pers Ecclesi, S.E.D. locutus est cus su vocabili suo tempor. 10. 60, Sign temeritate dissimus clebs Ecclesi marito Christi donatus est thesaurum istum. 11. 61, Clarum est enum, quod ad remissionem penarum et casum sola sufficit potestas pape. 12. 62, Verus thesaurus Ecclesi est sacrosanctum evangelium glory et gradi Dei. 13. 63, Hic autumn est merito odiosissimus, quia ex primis facit nervissimos. 14. 64, Thesaurus autumn indulgeniarum merito est gratissimus, quia ex nervissimus facit primos. 15. 65, Egitter thesauriu angelici resha sunt, quibus olim piscabantur viros dividiarum. 16. 66, Thesauri indulgeniarum resha sunt, quibus nunc piscinar divisionis virarum. 17. 67, Indulgenti, quas concionatores vociferenter maximus gratius, intelliginer virtales quod questum promovendum. 18. 68, Sunt tamen re veraminum ad gradiam Dei et crucis pietatem comparate. 19. 69, Tenenter episcopi et curati veniarum apostolicarum commissarios cum omni reverentia admitter. 20. 70, S.E.D. Magis tenenter omnibus oculis intender, omnibus orbis adverter, ni pro commissioni pape sua illi somnia predicent. 21. 71, contra veniarum apostolicarum veritatem qui loquitur, sit anathema et maledictus. 22. 72, qui vero, contra libidinem ac licentiam verbum concionatoris veniarum curum agit, sit ile benedictus. 23. 73, Sic papa iast fulminat eos, qui in fraudum negasi veniarum quicunc art macinander. 24. 74, Multa magnus fulminar intendit eos, qui per veniarum pretextum in fraudum sanct charitatis et veritatis macinander. 25. 75, Opinare venias papalis tanis s, ut solver possent hominem, etiam si qui per impossibile de genitris m violacit, est insinir. 1. 76, Dicimus contra, quod veni papalis nec minimum venialium peccatorum toler possent quo ad culpam. 2. 77, Quod dissider, nec cies. Petrus modo papa esit maiores gratius donor possit, est blasphemia in sanctum petrum et papam. 3. 78, Dicimus contra, quod etiam est et quilibet papa maiores abet, silus et evangelium, virtutes, gratius, curationum and ciet 1. Co. XII. 4. 79, Disair, crucem armis papalibus insigniter erectum cruci Christi equivalere, blasphemia est. 5. 80, rationem redent episcopi, curati et theologi, qui tales sermons in populum lacer silent. 6. 81, Facit hec licentiis veniarum predicatio, ut nec reverentiam papacil sit etiam doctus virus red emira calamis aut cert argutus questionibus liacorum. 7. 82, Sibiset. Cur papa non evocat purgatorium propter sanctissimum charitatum et summam animum necessitatum ut causam omnium iustissimum, si infinitus animus redimit propter pecuniam funestissimum ad structurum basilis ut causam levissimum? 8. 83, item. Cur permanent exequiat anniversaria defunctorum et non redit aut recipi permitted beneficia pro illis instituta, cum iam sit in iuria pro redemptus orare? 9. 84, item. Cuilla nova pietas dei et pape, quod impio et inimico propter pecuniam constant animam piam et amicum de redemir. Et tamen propter necessitatem ipsius met pi et dialect anum non redemunt in gratuita charitate? 10. 85, item. Cur canones penitentiales reipsa et non quisumiam duens emet abrogati et mortui ad hoc tamen pecunis redemunter per concessionem indulgeniarum tanquam vivis esimi? 11. 86, item. Cur papa, caius opus hodi sunt opulentissimis crassus crassores, non dus sus pecunis magiis quam pauperum fidelium strut unum tantum ota basilicam sancti petri? 12. 87, item. Quid remitit aut participat papa eis? Creeper contritionem perfectum eis habit plenary remissionis et participationis? 13. 88, item. Quid ad ritera classi boni maris, si papa, sicet semel facet, ida sentis in diculibet fidelium has remissions et participations tribueret? 14. 89. Ex quo papa salutem querit animum pervenias magiis quam pecunias, cur suspendit literas et venias iam olim concessus, cum sentiac efficaces? 15. 90. Hec scrupulosus ima legorum argumenta sola potestate compassare nec redita ratione delior. Est ecclesiam et papam hostibus redendos exponere et infelices Christianos facer. 16. 91. Si ergo veni secundum spiritum et menem paper dicerenner, facil illa omnia solverenner, imo non essent. 17. 92. Valiant itac oms illi profit. Qui dicunt populo Christi pax pax, et non est pax. 18. 93. Bene eagant oms illi profit, qui dicunt populo Christi crux crux, et non est crux. 19. 94. Exhortandi sunt Christiani, ad caput suum Christum per penas, mort infernus xiqui studiant. 20. 95. Axic magiis per multis tribulations intercellum quam per securitatem pacis confidant. MDXVII. End of Project Gutenberg's Martin Luther's 95 Theses, by Martin Luther. End of this Project Gutenberg ebook. Martin Luther's 95 Theses. This file should be named 274.txt or 274.zip. This and all associated files of various formats will be found in http://gutenberg.org/2/7/274/updated-editions will replace the previous one, the old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from public domain print editions means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the Foundation and you. can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth in the general terms of use part of this license, apply to copying and distributing Project Gutenberg TM electronic works to protect the Project Gutenberg TM concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark, and may not be used if you charge for the e-books, unless you receive specific permission. If you do not charge anything for copies of this e-book, complying with the rules is very easy. You may use this e-book for nearly any purpose such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances and research. They may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything with public domain e-books. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start, full license, the full Project Gutenberg license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg TM mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works, by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg TM license available with this file or online at http://gutenberg.net/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg TM Electronic Works 1. A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg TM electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property trademark copyright agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg TM electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg TM electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1. E8. 1. B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg TM electronic works even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. See paragraph 1. See below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg TM electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg TM electronic works. See paragraph 1. E below. 1. C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg TM electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is in the public domain in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg TM mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg TM works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg TM name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg TM license when you share it without charge with others. 1. D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg TM work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country outside the United States. 1. E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg, 1. E. 1. The following sentence, with active links to, or other immediate access to, the full Project Gutenberg TM license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg TM work, any work on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears, or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.net. 1. E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg TM electronic work is derived from the public domain does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1, E1 through 1, E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg TM trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1, E8 or 1. E9. 1. E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg TM electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1, E1 through 1, E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg TM license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1. E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg TM license terms from this work, or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg TM. 1. E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute or redistribute this electronic work, or any part of this electronic work, without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1. E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg TM license. 1. E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, If you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg TM work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg TM website www.gutenberg.net, you must, at no additional cost, fee or expense to the user, provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request, of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg TM license as specified in paragraph 1. E1. 1. E7. Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying or distributing any Project Gutenberg TM works unless you comply with paragraph 1. E8 or 1. E9. 1. E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg TM electronic works provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg TM works calculated using the method you already used to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg TM trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that as he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg TM license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg TM works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1, F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or replacement copy, if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg TM works. 1. E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg TM electronic work or a group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from both the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and Michael Hart, the owner of the Project Gutenberg TM trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below. 1. F. 1. F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe and proofread public domain works in creating the Project Gutenberg TM collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg TM electronic works, and the medium on which they may be stored, may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1. F2. Limited warranty, disclaimer of damages, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1. F3. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg TM trademark, and any other party distributing the Project Gutenberg TM electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty or breach of contract except those provided in paragraph F3. You agree that the foundation, the trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1. F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money if any you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you receive the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you receive the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1. F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1. F3. This work is provided to you as with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1. F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1. F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone providing copies of Project Gutenberg TM electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion and distribution of Project Gutenberg TM electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs and expenses, including legal fees, that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg TM work, b alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg TM work, and c any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg TM. Project Gutenberg TM is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need, is critical to reaching Project Gutenberg TM's goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg TM collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg TM and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation webpage at http://www.pglaf.org. Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a non-profit 501c3. Educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN or federal tax identification number is 64-6221541. Its 501c3 letter is posted at http://pglaf.org/fundraising. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's principal office is located at 4557 Mellon Drive, South Fairbanks, Alaska, 99712, but its volunteers and employees are scattered throughout numerous locations. Its business office is located at 809 North 1500 West, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84116, 801-596-1887. Email business@pglaf.org. Email contact links and up-to-date contact information can be found at the Foundation's website and official page at http://pglaf.org. For additional contact information, Dr. Gregory B. Newby, Chief Executive and Director, Newby@pglaf.org. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg TM depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit http://pglaf.org. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit http://donate/5. General information about Project Gutenberg TM Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart is the originator of the Project Gutenberg TM concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 30 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg TM e-books with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg TM e-books are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep e-books in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, http://www.gutenberg.net. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg TM, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new e-books, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new e-books.